I shall read from Romans chapter 16 and verse 21. This is Paul concluding his great letter, passing on greetings from those who were with him at Corinth at the time of writing. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason and Sosipater, my countrymen, greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host and the host of the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, and Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Sometimes on a Wednesday evening, looking at these, what we might call tiny people, who weren't tiny physically, but the reference to them is rather small, I scrape the bottom of the barrel. Well, today's figure we know very, very little about. Quartus. There are traditions that he went off later on to become bishop of such and such a place. He may well be, although ancient history seems to find any name in scripture and allocates him a bishopric. He seems to be somebody of whom very little is said. We're told he's a brother. Those who've passed on greetings immediately before him seem to have rather more to offer or contribute. Let's take Gaius, for example. My host, Paul, the great apostle, is writing the letter, presumably, from Gaius's spare bedroom. And Gaius is making sure he's got meals and food and drink. He's obviously a wealthy man. Furthermore, we're told he's the host of the whole church. It might be he lives in some giant villa and the whole congregation of Corinth meet there week after week after week. So, a generous man, a good man, and he sends greeting. The next one is Erastus. Well, I suspect he has a bob or two as well, because we're told he's the treasurer of the city. Corinth was an incredibly wealthy town, famous for trade. And as treasurer of the city council, he would have been a well-respected pillar of the community, probably rather wealthy himself as well. So Erastus, who has done very well in the world, Gaius has presumably done rather well in the world as well. And I think it's fair to say that they're not just worldly wise or wealthy in terms of money. They've got an awful lot to show in the kingdom of God. But what of Quartus? He's simply described as a brother. It might even be he's the brother, literal physical brother, of Erastus. But I think when Paul uses the word brother, he's genuinely referring to spiritual brothers. So what do we know of Quartus? Well, he's a believer. He's a Christian. He's a member of the church of Corinth. He probably is not as wealthy as some of his fellow members. In terms of worldly success and prestige, he probably doesn't have it. When it comes to descriptions of him, elsewhere, you know, Paul talks about people being, you know, my fellow worker, my son in the Lord. He's simply a brother. Is Paul being a bit stingy with his praise? Does Quartus really have nothing else to offer? Of course, the purpose of the book of Romans is not to heap individual believers with praise and to make them feel good about themselves. Here, he's simply passing on a greeting. So Quartus might not be a prominent person. He might not be a wealthy person. He might not have some wonderful position in the world, but we do know he's a member of the church. We do know that the Apostle Paul thinks his faith is genuine and regards him and refers to him as a brother, as a part of the family. Furthermore, this otherwise insignificant man greets the church at Rome. So again, Paul is presumably in the house of Gaius, and Quartus, I think, is there with him. We know that Tertius is doing the writing. Paul is probably pacing up and down, dictating. It would appear that Quartus is also there. What was he doing there? Was he bringing the tea and the cake? Was he offering moral support to Tertius, who had the task of trying to keep up with Paul when he was in full flow? We don't know what he was doing there. But when Paul, through Tertius, is passing on greetings, Quartus wants to be remembered to them. He has a concern for the church at Rome. He's thinking about them. I think he's probably praying for them. Indeed, the name Quartus is not Greek, but Latin. It might be he knows some of the folk at Rome. That is the church which sent him. What about his name? It's a rather nice name, I think. Of course, it's similar to our word quarter. It means fourth. What a strange name to give your child. Was he the fourth child? If so, there probably wasn't much of the inheritance left when Dad died. Was he fourth in term? I remember when I was at the infants in primary school, it must have been sports day. I can't remember participating in one beforehand, but it was an egg and spoon race, something like that. And I remember going up to the teacher and saying, well, I came fourth. Because I noticed that the one who went first got a little prize or a rosette, and the one who came second also got a prize and a rosette, and the one who came third got a prize and a rosette. So I used my childish logic. Well, I said, well, if I'm fourth, I also ought to get a rosette and a prize. Well, the teacher explained to me there was no such thing for coming fourth. If you come fourth in the race, you might as well have come eighth or 12th or 100th. There's no prize for you. Poor Quartus. I don't know why he was given that name, but he wasn't the first. He wasn't even the second. He never even made it to third. He's a fourth place man. So we know next to nothing about him. Paul simply refers to him as being a brother. His name is not terribly inspiring, and indeed rather indicates that even when he was born, when he was named, his prospects weren't great. Possibly, of course, the name indicates that he was a slave, he was a servant. He might be the fourth servant in the home. He might be the servant in the house who has the fourth level of authority. In other words, he is at the bottom of the heap. I suspect poor Quartus didn't do very much in life. But something did happen to him. At some point in his life, the Lord called him. Even with a name like that, the Lord wanted him. Even with a CV like his, the Lord drew him. Even though he couldn't claim to be treasurer of the city or have a large house to host a name, he might not even have the same writing skills as Tertius. Here is a man who seems to offer nothing to anybody. But the Lord still wanted him. There was a place for him in the church of God and in the kingdom of God. We might say he is a man of whom we know nothing, but actually, his name is included in the scriptures. Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Tertius, who did the writing, was inspired by Paul. And the Holy Spirit moved Paul to include him. I don't suspect I'm the first preacher in 2,000 years of church history to have attempted to give a talk on quarters, and I suspect there will be others after me. Because actually, he is quite an inspirational figure, because he's a nobody. He's a nothing by the standards of the world. But in the kingdom of God, he's a somebody. He's an heir. He's adopted. He is now co-heir with Christ and will one day reign with all God's people. And Paul called him a brother. Sometimes we might feel inadequate, incompetent. We have little to offer. Other people in the church can do so much more. Other people in the kingdom do so much more. We are just insignificant people. But the Lord uses insignificant people and uses them sometimes in a very quiet way. In fact, they are the majority of the people of God. No biographer will be interested in most of our lives. When we die, we'll be forgotten. But not by God. I was thinking the other day of the young lad who brought the loaves and the fish to Jesus Christ. An ordinary boy with an ordinary packed lunch who, when it was prepared for him or when he collected it, thought nothing of it. It wasn't remarkable to go out with a packed lunch, although I know nobody else seemed to bother that day. And yet the Lord took that very ordinary lunch and multiplied it and magnified it and blessed many, many thousands of people through it. If the Lord has called you to be a quartus, or you are a quartus, just remember, the Lord uses people like that. There could only be one person who could host the Apostle Paul. There could only be one treasurer of Corinth. But whatever Quartus did, and we know he must have done something, that's what God called him to do. And that's how God used him. Be encouraged. God calls Paul. God calls Peter. God calls James. He also calls Quartus and is pleased to use him. I'm encouraged by him. Amen.